Smog the Magnificent is a really, yeah, it's a lacquer wine for me. I enjoy the sort of the style of the wine. It started off in 2011, and I had this wine in the winery which I bottled. I really loved the wine. It was a blend between Roussan, Marsan, Claret Blanche, Grenache Blanc, Viognier, Grenache Gris, all these southern Rhone varieties, some Chenin. And I felt like, you know, what a great wine. And I bottled it and I submitted it to the Department of Agriculture. Now, the Department of Agriculture is a central controlled body. They have to taste the wine before you are allowed to export it. And now their role is they monitor quality. Now, you can imagine if someone's got a market overseas and he bottles horrible tasting Cabernet Sauvignon and he sends it overseas, it's bad for South Africa's name. So they're the controlling body to look after the reputation of South Africa. Now you submit samples to them, they taste it in a panel between like five or six people, and you either pass or you fail. So the results came back from this and it said the wine failed, and I was like, what the, I love the wine. And it was in harvest, I didn't have time to look at it, and I just stuck the wine in a corner, and it was in a wooden bin in bottle, and I just left it. And then, and it was only one bin, it was like 400 bottles, so it wasn't a huge amount of wine. And then it stayed in that bin for many years, like 5 years. And then I saw it, and I took a bottle and I tasted the wine, and I felt the wine was just absolutely awesome. And I just took a chance. I resubmitted the wine to the Department of Agriculture, and they said it's cool. I can sell the wine. So it passed, for some odd reason, after 5 years, it passed the board, the tasting panel. So I showed it to my UK importer. He loved it and he bought everything. And then I felt like, goodness, we don't have in South, like South African white wines age really well. And there's this sort of idea that South African wines you have to drink quick because they don't age well. And I wanted to show people that that's not true. So then for the next year we bottled Smog the Magnificent again. But we didn't release it straight away. We aged it in bottle for a bit with the idea that we're going to leave it for 5 years before we sell it. Now, we didn't really get to 5 years. 3 years down the line, the wine tasted so great. Everybody was shouting they wanted the wine. So we started selling it. So we will never sell Smog the Magnificent the first year. We'll leave it in bottle for a year or two before we start selling it. This is the voice note for the 2020 vintage that we've just released now. It's Roussan, Marsan, Grenache Blanc, Grenache Gris, Viognier, and I don't think there's and a little bit of Chenin Blanc in there as well. So the name Smog the Magnificent is when I had that 2011, then I wanted to have I needed a label for it. And there was no particular story to the wine. So I walked past my son, he was 6 years old at the time. And I said, listen, he was busy drawing a picture of the dragon from Lord of the Rings, the Smog the Magnificent. So I said to him, listen, can I use that sketch? And he said, for what? And I said, for a wine label. He said, yes, you can do that, but then he needs to be paid for it then. So we agreed on a royalty per bottle. So nowadays, every single bottle I sell, I need to pay him some money. And then I've got two other kids and they also needed money. So they've designed other labels. But the problem now with the kids is that if Smog the Magnificent is a bigger bottling than the other guy's bottling, they get less money for design, the same amount of design work. So what the kids nowadays do is all the wines they get royalties on, all that money is thrown into a pot and they split it three ways. So that is just to explain the label itself.